Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hello.
Well, let's take a look at the woods right now, winter at least so far, weather, birds, animals. Quite a different time from last year.
Yes, I think we'd all have to agree that although it still would count as winter, that it's not it's not the same winter we had a year ago. And gosh, there have been some unusual things about this winter, though, even though it hasn't been the extreme of last year. So here are a couple of things that I've been noticing or thinking about as being different. One, of course, is that we've had this, at least up until the middle of January or so, we had this really unusual pattern of temperatures, the yo-yo sort of pattern.
Oh, you noticed that? A number of people have noticed that, where there was little pockets of really cold, and then wasn't cold, just
right.
A couple of miles down the road.
Yeah, like that thing you'd do with your yo-yo, how you'd throw it out. Of course, this is dating me, but throw it out, and then it would sleep kind of down there at the bottom, and then you'd bring it back. Well, you know, that's what we had. Starting already in November, we were having these deep, cold periods, not lasting super long, but really some serious cold for November. And that have pretty much continued at least into the latter part now of January. And now we seem to have maybe moved out of that really severe back and forth, at least for the last couple of weeks. But we'll see what the rest of the winter has to bring for us. But that was a really quite interesting and unusual pattern. And it brought us some phenomena early on and continuing through the winter that we don't always have in the early part of the winter. One of those would have been many opportunities now already to see what is referred to by various names, but including the name Arctic smoke out on Lake Superior. Because, of course, when we got those really cold nights and days even, the plumes of steam rising from the lake water were very pronounced and magical.
Frost smoke is what we call it at our house.
Oh, okay, cool. And so, of course, this happens when there's these radical differences in temperature of the lake water and the air temperature. And we mentioned right at the start about it's been different this year than last year. And one thing we can say with kind of in a statistical way about the differences between the 2 years is that at the end of December, those are the most recent figures I could find, Lake Superior's surface water temperature was about 38 degrees. Last year at the same time, at the end of December, it was 33 degrees. Mm. So given the size of the lake and all that heat that's trapped there in the lake, that tells you a lot about how much colder, even though we've had some cold temperatures this year, how much colder last year.
Well, how does this yo-yo or seesaw or whatever kind of weather affect birds and animals?
Yeah, well, there have been some interesting things that I've observed. One is that we've had very few, comparatively speaking, very few birds, both numbers of birds, and different species of birds coming to our feeder this year. We've had just 1 to 3 at the most pine grosbeaks, and many days there are no pine grosbeaks that come to the feeder. We've had no siskins at our feeder, no goldfinches at our feeder. And I've heard these birds, both in flocks and smaller groups, out hearing them calling in the woods, but not coming to the feeder. We had very few chickadees at the beginning of the winter, only like 4 or something. Mm-hmm. And now that's grown into a bigger group of probably a dozen or more. But yes, and we've had, for the first time ever, a white-throated sparrow right up until today.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know really how to interpret it all. I'm interpreting the lack of finches at the feeder as being maybe in part fewer around that, you know, stayed, or how many are you seeing?
Well, that's interesting because, yeah, we experienced the same thing at the beginning of the winter that you've been talking about. Lately, we've had just a slug of pine grosbeaks and the usual crew, but we have a Niger seed or a thistle seed feeder that we have had up since the beginning of winter, and not one finch has been to it.
Oh. Wow.
We haven't had to, it's been a real savings because that stuff's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
But it's, we always get them, you know.
Yeah. So, well, it'll be fascinating to see if they come eventually. I know I looked at my records, and last year, too, we didn't see any significant numbers of, say, pine grosbeaks until later in January, so earlier than now, but it was still late compared to many other years.
One of the things that I was thinking about and even concerned about, mm-hmm. Early in the winter when we did not have very much snow,
mm-hmm.
you and I have talked on many occasions about the subnivian world.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much Nivea to be sub because yeah. there wasn't any snow. I mean, even those little guys that yeah. live under the snow, you'd see their tracks on top of the snow. And I wondered yeah. if, you know, if eventually that takes its toll on the air, whether they
I'm
can.
I'm sure it does. It was a very tough early winter in particular, and still really down here close to the lake. Those critters that like that subnivian environment, that need that subnivian environment, are hard pressed. Inland, there's a decent cover now. We have Mid-Trail has average to above average. It's probably the only part of the state, though, that does. Everywhere else is either at or below normal, and many parts of the state are quite a bit below normal, you know, average snow cover. And that's kind of a continuation of the pattern of low precipitation, below normal precipitation that started in August mm-hmm. for the whole state and including our area. So yeah, those small critters that use the subnivian environment in the winter to protect them from the extremes are really had a tough go at the beginning, and I'm sure it took its toll, both directly, as in your energy budget doesn't work out and you die from hypothermia and freezing, or you are much more exposed to predators. I had a great opportunity to watch a fox during that period of time when even at our place there was very little snow and creatures were
out.
A lot
of foxes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I drive in the morning pretty early and sometimes before anybody else has been on the road,
mm-hmm.
and you see those tracks and they'll be going down for the longest time and then there'll be another set that comes with
mm-hmm.
them. I don't believe I've ever seen as many fox sign.
Huh. Yeah, a lot of activity of the foxes. Yeah, great.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on winter so far.
You're welcome.